public forum.
So can you go stand up there?
Oh yes, I certainly.
Who are those guys?
Who's with the county?
Which county? Southlake?
No.
It's for the Spalding.
Spalding is there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you ready?
We're ready. We're okay. Still going.
My name is Kimberly Cox. I'm one of your colleagues on the board. And I'm here to present my report from attending the chair's meeting back in April. Chair Horn was not able to be there, so she asked me to go. And unfortunately, I missed the May meeting, or the June meeting. So I'd like to present you with a brief report covering some of the items from that chair's meeting. Thank you for asking me to go. I found it very, very interesting. One of the items that was discussed at great length was the roles and responsibilities of the regional board and the chairs. Out of that discussion, friends, Spivey Weber made the suggestion that a committee should be formed among several of the chairs to discuss that, so we nominated Amy for that committee, and I think you've been working on that already. To kind of come up with some ideas for the main topics that was going to be discussed was the consistency in policy, discussion of the general orders, the role of the regional boards in a greater role in policy development. It was discussed that a lot of policies are passed at the state board without any input at all from the regional boards. And then another topic of a great length as part of that whole discussion was compensation for the board members. And talked about special compensation for a chair and increased compensation there for what would be perceived as an increased role that the chair would need to pay moving into the future. There was a discussion about how much time board members spent. Just kind of jumping ahead, Nettie Sablehouse was real vocal when she came into the meeting a little bit later about just how much time each of the board members spends and how de minimis the compensation really is compared to the time that is spent and in comparison to other boards. And there was a great deal of discussion about the Air Board and how their board members are compensated in a very different way than what the regional boards are compensated. And one of the comments from Nettie that I really wanted to pass on is that, you know, board service is a hard job and the compensation is low, and thank you all for the job that you are doing on these boards. It's important. Then Martha Guzman kind of jumped in and said, you know, there is a small opportunity in the upcoming budget to look at increased compensation, perhaps adding a day for preparation for each of the meetings. And Patty, I don't know, or maybe Amy, I don't know where those conversations have gone. Has there been any more talk on that?
They're still talking about it. Unfortunately, they didn't make it in this budget. But I know it's still viable. We should be talking about, so I remain hopeful if we build for the next gen and budget.
So for us, it will continue to be a labor of love. Gordon Burns, the Undersecretary for Cal EPA, came in, and it was just a delightful lunch period having him share with us some of what's going on with Cal EPA and sharing their priorities, which she said are driven basically by the governor's priorities. This year it's drought, fire, energy. And there was an increasing concern regarding the unemployment in the Central Valley because of the farm fallowing. He also mentioned the drinking water program reorganization was a real critical priority. He touched on marijuana. He said they're working on a pilot project right now, which will result in some form of legislation down the road, which is yet to be determined. Martha Guzman also talked a little bit about water recycling, that it's a real big issue. There's going to be a focus on streamlining the permitting process, and of course, that has all just played right into the drought scenario now. It's really increasing the heightened focus on getting these water recycling projects permitted and on the ground and operational. Unfortunately, those processes don't happen. There's, you know, a year or two lead time with those. Nettie did say that the governor's office would like to see the responses to our confirmation questionnaires. So any of us that do those need to be sure and pass that on. And I think some of the other stuff is old news now. They were talking about the chromium level. Chrome 6 level is going to be set at 10. We all know that that has become a reality. Eric Oppenheimer had a real open discussion on his white paper on groundwater. It was a very hearty discussion, and I think we'll see more rapid deployment of some sort of groundwater regulation as we move into the future. So that's just a highlight of the meeting, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to share that with you.
I don't think a lot of work has been done on roles and responsibilities. I mean, it's an ongoing discussion, but it's on the agenda, I believe, for WQCC. So I suspect we're going to have to get something done between now and then. And with that, what's the right word? It's not adjourned now. It's
recess.
Recess. Yeah, that's the right. Thank you. We will recess until 8:30 tomorrow.